Dave Mercer.
I'm Matt Pangrack.
Welcome to The Call, a weekly sport fishing debate show. And this week, I mean, this is your topic, Panger. I mean, it's going to cause more work for me. But the Elite Series needs to be 12 events. It needs to be more than 8 or 9 events a season. Keep our call.
You're the one who's got to do the work. So what are your thoughts on it? Are you going to go versus more work or versus more legitimacy and sample size to get the top best 40 anglers in the Bassmaster Classic at the following season?
Well, I'm torn. To be honest, I'm totally torn because as a fan of the sport, I think, yeah, the more, the better. I mean, if you change it from 4 events to 8 events, it gets better. If you change it from 8 events to 12 events, it gets better. I mean, the cream rises to the top, the more events you have. But I just don't think it's the right time to do it. I think the Elite Series has been there in the past. But if you look at all of the competition that's happening in the industry right now, and if you're realistic with the economical situation that we're all facing in the future, it's just too much. You're putting too much on anglers to make that additional investment, number one. Number two, I think that the schedule, the way it is, has worked for them. I'd love to see it as a fan, but I just think that it's also what makes it special. I mean, there's only so many opportunities to win. And I think in the top of your head, you think, okay, well, 12 will be better. And I think there's times where it definitely works, but it totally changes things. And I just don't think now is the right time for the Elite Series to balloon into more events.
I see where you're coming from. Those are valid points, specifically the economic impact. I mean, you got guys that are already paying over $40,000 for an entry fee, roughly $5,000 for an event. You want to add another $15,000 to that, then tack on another $20,000 in travel expenses, another month on the road. You're looking at an additional $35,000 to $40,000. That being said, you're also looking at 3 additional opportunities for $100,000, 3 additional opportunities for a $10,000 check, a $20,000 check, a $15,000 check, a career-making event. If you look at all of the other individual sports out there, not team sports, but individual sports that don't, not like a football or something that you have massive bodily harm high percentage at every event, but you're looking at NASCAR and golf and tennis and all of these. I mean, it is a grueling schedule for those. You're talking 25 to 40 events a year. Now, not all of the top competitors in that compete, right? You don't have a golf guy that fishes all. You have some that do, but I just think with 12 events that it eliminates the fact that what the Elite Series got done with in the past is you had Seminole and you had Okeechobee. There's a quarter of the field that had one bad day in each of it. They've had 2 bad days. They're 4 days into their season and they have a massive uphill climb with 7 events left. And they're almost done before the thing even starts when it comes to trying to climb back up into that top 40, when it comes to opportunities. It seems wrong to me that you could have a guy have one bad swing and it ruins the entire year because there are so few events that punishes him for the remainder of the year, even if he does well. I understand that, but I just also think the more events you add, we've seen it with the Opens. They made it 9 to make the Elite Series. Now we're fishing just as many as the Elite Series guys on a smaller entry fee. But I think the more, the better, the cream rises to the top, more opportunities for career defining moments. And 12 isn't that many, Dave. It's 1 a month. It's 1 a month.
I agree. Like I said, and ultimately, I don't think it's our argument to have. It's do the anglers want, you know, because they're the ones that have to take the burden, you know, the expenses. And we compare it to other sports, but it's not like other sports.
I know. There are none. That's a good point. That's a great point.
You look at how long a competition is. There's no sport anywhere close to it. You know what I mean? Like a golf tournament, they golf for what, 3 hours a day? Is 4 hours? Is that what a round of golf is, Panger? I don't even know.
Yeah, 3.5, 4 hours. Depends on who's playing in front of you.
If it rains too bad, they go in the clubhouse, all sorts of stuff. They have to overcome so much. as an angler, I just think that the amount of time that you spend in the competition days are the short ones, especially when you get up north and you've got incredibly long days. I mean, they pre-fish sometimes 16 hours a day before the event even starts. So I just think it's pretty taxing. I mean, we compare it to other sports, but it's nothing like other sports. And I'd love to see more opportunities, but I kind of equate it to why, you know, one of my favorite NHL seasons ever was that shortened season when they played like
54 game season.
Yeah. 54 games, because every single game mattered. There was no coasting. There was no, and I don't think we see that in our sport just because financially you can't coast at all.
Let me hit you with some numbers.
Okay. You're good with the numbers.
How many anglers cast a check at every single event and finish inside the top 50 in the Elite Series last year? There was only one.
One.
Brandon Lester. Brandon Lester, and he made some final days, so he competed a couple more. But let's just say he made the top 50 cut in every single event. That's 3 days of competition. That's 27 days that he's competing out of 365 days. He is a professional angler at the top division. He's the only one who made every cut, which means he's performing. He's literally doing his job professionally fishing in tournament competition, 7% of the days.
Well, that's a shocking number, Panger.
7%.
Outsmarted me. 7%.
He's a professional angler, and he's doing his job 7%. Of the days.
When you look at it like that, you're like, well, why don't they do more? But it's tough. It's not as easy as that. You know what I mean? Like, yes, it seems like, wow, there's so much more. And I think a lot of anglers would love to see more events. I just don't think now is the right time for that to happen. I would love to see that happen in the future. And I'd love to see escalated stuff where I'd love to see we get back to majors. You know what I mean? Have some of those events. And you know, that would answer the question where all those people that want a summer classic, let's have a big major during the summer, you know, something like that. But the one thing that you did hit the nail on the head of, there's 12 months in the year. That's where I think that the Elite Series should go. We've talked about it before. One tournament a month, every single month. And if it's not, even if it's eight events, you go for an 8 month run, but you know that the Elite Series event is the first week of the month, second week of the month, wherever
February you place it. February through September.
Yeah. And it allows the anglers to extend those expenditures. You know what I mean? It's not, if you look at the way they have to spend now and all their costs, and not just the cost of entries, but the cost of housing, the cost of gas and everything, it's all front loaded. If you extend it out throughout the season, if you do one event a month, then all of a sudden your victory doesn't get buried. I mean, if you look at the first two events, always when you have back-to-back events, somebody's victory gets buried a little bit. I mean, if we had one event a month, you would have the champion we'd be talking about right now. We'd be talking about Joey Cifuentes, and he'd be doing all sorts of podcasts and stuff like that. And then 2 weeks from now, we would shift gears into prepping for the next event. Everybody be talking about who's going to be here and what's going to happen. It just makes more sense to me.
I agree.
Okay. All right. Well, let us know what you think.
I'm keeping it. 12 events. I feel like you're culling it in the moment, but there's a potential you'll keep it in the future. Fair assessment.
I'd say so. I've earmarked it a little bit. Like I've bent the page in the magazine.
Earmark. Let's go. Earmark enough stuff.
No, neither do I. I don't remember the last thing I earmarked, but it's a great term. Let us know what you think. Keep our call that the Elite Series needs to be more events, 12 events to be exact, I think.